on Nolan Live Television last night. Our special guest was Bruce Jones. He's Les Battersby in Coronation Street. Let's have a reminder of some of the many scrapes his character got into.
Oh, yeah, that. I forgot. I took that off you at Doncaster, the Alhambra. 1980 summer.
Francis, don't.
20 years of pain. Oh!
I have your autograph.
Oh! Let me do it. Leave him alone.
20 years of him moaning.
Oh! Alright, Francis, come on, leave it, leave it. He's not worth it. Let's go, come on. Get in, get in. Are you alright, mate?
Pick me up. Status quo, pick me up.
Well, Bruce is with us now. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you, mate?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. And quite a lot of reaction to you being on the TV show last night, and many people commending you for being so honest about your depression and about your fight back.
Oh, thank you for that, Stephen. It was a real good show. I enjoyed it.
It's interesting, isn't it, of how you fight back against troubles in life, Bruce? And what a lot of the comment was about last night is that people could not believe how drink and how troubles and how depression gripped you to the point where here you were, a national figure, fame, fortune, and you wanted to take your own life.
Yeah, it's one of them things that really got to me. I don't know what it was. It just hit me. Depression is one of them things, Stephen, that no one knows when it's going to whip them. And when it does, it turns your life inside out, and it actually did that to me. So, and 4 years ago, I was in a real bad, bad, dark place, and now everything's fine. I'm happy, I'm working again, I'm getting my life back, and my family back, and I'm just getting on with my life now. I'm never going to go back to that dark place. I even feel it coming on. I know what to do now. I'll get rid of it. Tell someone.
Well, what is the feeling? What is the feeling of it coming on?
No one knows. If we knew the answer to that, Stephen, no one would ever.
Yeah, but what does it feel like?
It feels like everybody must have that Monday feeling. Oh, it's Monday. I don't want to go anywhere. But then it gets not Monday. It's Tuesday. It's all week. It's every hour of the day that you don't want to do anything. I know you see as blackness. You can't see anything but that. And then you start thinking, what's wrong with me? And then I start going to the pub with my mates just to, am I okay? I'm fine. Have a drink. But then the drink takes over and depression takes over and the two become one. And before you know where you are, you really, really cannot get out. It's a terrible, terrible... Anyone that's got suffering depression out there, just talk to someone. Tell someone how you feel. You know, tell a doctor, tell a family member, tell a friend. That's what I didn't do. I didn't tell my wife. I didn't tell anyone. I just buckled it all up and it got worse and worse and worse.
And was this happening while you were acting in Coronation Street?
Yeah, I think it started there in the latter years. I really didn't want to go to work. I didn't want to do the job anymore. I couldn't learn my lines. I just wanted to go to sleep, just shut everything away. But even then, I didn't know I was ill. And it was only later on, about 2 years after when I did what I did and everything, that I ended up going to a rehab unit too. So what was wrong with me? And then I realised when they told me I was ill, I didn't believe it. I even denied it with them that I was ill. I just could not believe how ill I was. But when they explained it to me and told about it, I started to listen. And then I started to talk, tell everyone how I felt. And it started to lift. And a year later, I was getting to a place where, yeah, I'm happy. I can be happy again. I'm not going to let this thing beat me. No way. Once I found out exactly what it was, and I realised, then I started to fight it. And now I'm in a lot better place now, a lot happier, working more, and enjoying my life again. It's great.
And you fought your way back to what stage now? Where are you at in your life now?
Now I'm at my stage now, but I go out on a regular basis. The trust is coming back from my wife. Kids see me again, and know I'm okay. My friends know I'm okay. And I've got 3 movies to do. I've just done Big Brother. I've got some TV work to do. I've got quite a lot of work coming in now. And everyone's accepted that, yes, I went through that. But now I get assessed and I'm fine. I'm fine. And I mean, I would never have got in Big Brother if I'd, never got past the psychiatrist. You can't feel that, people. And it's honestly, and talking to people like yourself, if people have got problems out there and they know there's a guy like you where you are, if they just pick a phone up and explain to you, do you have to give them your name or anything like that? Just tell them how they feel. And you alone, you know how you can advise people, Steve. I saw you work last night, you're brilliant. So if anyone out there is feeling like I was, pick the phone and talk to you. You talk to someone you can trust and get out of that black place, because if you don't, I know in Wales alone the suicide rate's up that much at the moment, and Scotland's quite high, and that is depression. And hence, I wrote a one play. Well, I didn't write, I co-wrote it with Jacko U. Roberts. And I explained the place here, and it's all about depression, talk, how to beat the taboo. You've got to talk about this thing, otherwise it'll kill you.
Do you miss Coronation Street?
Of course I do. Now I do. Now I'm in the place where I started and where I was. Yeah, I'd love to go back now, and I'm ready for it. Now I'm right. As I say, it's great now to go and have a sociable pie now with your mates. It's not like when I was 4 years ago, just going out drinking for just to go to sleep and cut my head down, just cut my head off from the way it was. And, you know, it was a dangerous, dangerous place. And that's why I say, if anyone out there's got that, just give you a ring. Or anyone, you know. Because you're a great speaker, Stephen. I've seen that, I've spoken to you before, and you're very, very... I've got a lot of respect for you, mate, and you're there, you could help a lot of people, Stephen, especially Northern Ireland, if you need help. Someone like you there.
Well, thank you, by the way, for your compliments, Bruce. Here's people calling us already. John and Dremore, for example. Morning, John.
Hi, Stephen.
Morning.
My name's John. Hi. I want to call you Les.
That's all right, mate.
Yeah, Stephen, I've suffered from alcohol depression for 20 years.
Oh,
the last 7 months have probably been the best 7 months I've had in 10, 15 years. 6 months ago, I was in a rehabilitation place in Bournemouth with a very famous person who I will not mention. And since then, I haven't drank. I've been in rehabilitation probably 3 times before that in Northern Ireland and in a place in Bedfordshire. I've suffered with depression for a long, long time, full of negativity, always putting myself down, thinking what other people think of me. I don't see the positive, things in what I do at all. A Friday, every day is like a Monday. Friday is like a Monday. Friday should be a day where you're celebrating, to get off work and do things with your kids. Yeah. I just lost absolutely everything. I had a business where I employed maybe 30, 40 people. That all went down the tubes due to the recession, and all of a sudden I was at a loose end, and I drank, and I did not see. We have a saying that you can't see, you can see, and you can't hear, you can hear. I put myself through a tremendous, horrendous time.
And a time, John, when what happened? You couldn't get up out of bed? You couldn't move? What was it?
Like this time last year, it was a daily progression of getting up, dark days, lighting the fire. And if I was fit to drink, I drank. And if I wasn't fit to drink, I didn't drink. And I just cuddled up in the settee, and I could not see any future whatsoever.
That's everything. How it is, John. It's exactly what it's like. It's the most horrible feeling in the world. You just want to die.
And you feel you're being pinpointed?
Exactly. Everyone's talking about you.
You feel everybody's talking about you.
You start to shake when you go in a pub before you even get a drink. You're shaking because you don't want. Yeah. You know you don't want to be in that pub. You know.
Seven months ago, I tried to take my own life, and I ended up in intensive care. So I had to do something, and I got help. I'm in an organisation, and the people in it are brilliant. I get a lot of support from it. I'm very well involved, and people that know me probably know what I go through. But some people are blind to this fact because they've never suffered from depression, that they're totally ignorant to what it is and how it can affect you. And God forbid that it happens.
John, can I just say something there? 1 in 10 people suffer from depression. 1 in 10. So every 10 person you walk past in the street, one's got depression.
Yeah,
that's a national fact.
But on the good side of it is, from I got out of rehabilitation, I'm a joiner by trade, and I'm slowly trying to get myself back on my feet, just back as a one-man band. I'm doing things that I enjoy. I take each day as it comes, and I must say, I'm actually starting to live like I've never lived before, that I can remember in a long time.
That's great. That's brilliant, John.
That's how I felt. That's exactly what I felt, John. When I got the help I needed. Now I'm absolutely back.
John, thank you very, very much for calling us this morning. And I'm glad things are a lot better, because there is hope. And that's another message. There is very much hope if you do have depression and you seek help. Peter, morning, Peter.
Good morning, Stephen. Is John still on the line?
John's gone, but Bruce is still there.
I'll tell you the ironic thing is, I actually know John. I worked for John from I left school. Much the same depression running my family for years. It wasn't until about 2008, I'm now 37, that things just came to a head. My business went under, and I just realised, I went down and spoke to my GP, and I just said, look, my head's not out of here. I'm thinking bad things, and I'm no use to my wife and children here at the minute. So I went down and I spoke to a psychiatrist. I walked out of that place and I felt as if the world had been lifted off my shoulders. And from then on, I've just built every day. If I need to take the tablets, I'll take the tablets, and it changed me a better person. I'm a different man than I was all those years ago. I see things a lot clearer.
The secret there is you went and talked.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to phone and say. Yeah. Anybody sitting listening, it's the hardest thing maybe for somebody to do, to go down and speak to someone. But see, exactly, once you do, that's it. You'll feel the world lifted off you. So go and do it. Another thing is, Bruce, people, you know, think mental illness, and they would say, you know, many people would say to you, look, pull yourself out of it, snap out of it.
That's the worst thing
you like
say.
That's like saying to somebody with AIDS to just snap out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't happen.
What's your play called, Bruce?
The play's called Talk. Lifting the Taboo. It's about depression, out of it. Because I start in depression in the play, and I start to talk my way out of it. I just start to talk to invisible people all around me. The barman, I go to the bar, Colin the barman's an invisible person, and I tell him everything.
Okay. Well, listen, Bruce, unfortunately we're out of time. It's the 10 o'clock news, but thank you so, so much, Bruce, for talking to us this morning, and to you, Peter, and to you, John.